Greetings everyone, it's John Leeming here this week with The Organist Encores. Well, last month I featured recordings from last summer's American Theatre Organ Society convention, and I thought that this time I'd give a flavour of the Cinema Organ Society's convention, which was based in the West Midlands last September. It's the first time for many years that the COS has held a convention in this area, and a huge thank you is due to Mike Carter, the mastermind behind the event, and his hard-working helpers who put together a memorable few days. Widely ranging styles on a variety of instruments gave us a programme with something to appeal to everyone. Now, all the recordings I'm featuring today were made by me on a portable recorder, sort of plonked in any old convenient place at each concert, so don't expect professional sound quality, and you may hear a few noises off too. But I think they're okay and give a good representation of the sounds we heard during that extended weekend. To set the ball rolling, let's go to Shrewsbury and the 310 Wurlitzer at the Butter Market and a finger-busting performance of Goody Goody from David Gray. David Gray at the Shrewsbury Wurlitzer, an instrument that began life in the Ritz in Chatham. Now, it's always good to see new faces on the theatre organ scene, and this next item comes from just such a person, though he's been established in the classical arena for some time now. At the COS's own Compton Organ at Fentham Hall in the charming village of Hampton in Arden, here's Jonathan Eyre in laid-back theatrical mode. Jonathan Eyre with All the Things You Are at Fenton Hall on the 11 rank Compton. Well, staying at Fenton Hall for the moment, we welcome another newcomer to the concert scene, Keith Evans. Well, Keith has been around on the electronic organ scene for quite a while and at one time worked for Boosey and Hawkes, the Hammond organ people, alongside Brian Rodwell. You'll certainly hear Brian's influence in the inventive harmonies in this lively Fats Waller number, The Joint is Jumpin'. The Fenton Hall Compton was most definitely jumping there, and so were Keith Evans's fingers and feet as he explored the versatility of the instrument with that exciting rendition. The very first event of the convention was an evening meal and a concert at Burton-on-Trent Town Hall with its 8-rank Wurlitzer that we don't hear as often as we used to now. At the console was Nicholas Martin, and here he gives a nod to his Blackpool roots with Ernest Broadbent's signature tune, For You.
Thank you.
The Burton Town Hall Wurlitzer came from the Forum Withenshaw, and before that it was in Cleveland, Ohio. It was good to hear Nick bringing it back to life again to launch the convention. So jumping from the first day to the last day's programme, we travelled by coach on a delightful journey across the middle of Wales to Towyn, where John Smallwood's former Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer is installed in Noeth Pendre, or Pendre Hall, in that delightful seaside holiday town. Towyn is, of course, famous for the Tullochlin Narrow Gauge Heritage Railway, and John Smallwood has been very much a part of that enterprise for many a long year. Another volunteer on the railway there is David Lowe, one of the organists of the day. Here he is on the Wurlitzer with a couple of autumnal numbers. Autumn Leaves and Lullaby of the Leaves, David Lowe reminding us that summer had come to an end. Well, you can probably guess that the conventioners took a trip on the Tullochlin Railway after the show, but we're going to take a trip back to Fenton Hall to hear David Shepherd at the Compton with a couple of pieces from Roger Quilter's suite, Where the Rainbow Ends. Rosamond and Fairy Frolic from David Shepherd. We're going to stay at Fenton Hall for something rather different now. Two stalwarts of the popular theatre organ scene came together for a fun evening. Andrew Nix is at the Compton and his duetting partner Tony Stace is on Yamaha HX1 Electronic. Together they created this orchestral rendition of a selection of numbers made famous by the Glenn Miller Band. Moonlight Serenade, Chattanooga Choo Choo, and In the Mood, Glenn Miller favourites from Andrew Nix and Tony Stace. Now, Adam Evans is not a newcomer to the organ scene by any means, but we haven't heard him in concert much for quite a time, so fortunately he's back on the scene a bit more now, and you may have heard him playing Fly Me to the Moon from Saltair on Damon's show a while back. Well, let's hear him playing that same number again, this time on the convention visit to Toin. Adam Evans at Toin there, flying to the moon. We're flying back to Hampton in Arden now for my final choice from the Midlands events of last September. At the Compton, here's Richard Hills.
Thank you.
Nights of Gladness from Richard Hill's Fentham Hall, reminding us of the days of gladness we had at the convention. A huge thank you is due to the Midlands and Wales District of the COS for all the hard work involved in putting the events together, as well, of course, as the custodians of the organs and the venues, and not least, the organists who entertained us with such variety. Next week, Damon will be here with a Dutch sandwich of British and Dutch organists playing theatre organs in the Netherlands. But it's time for me to say goodbye until we meet here again in 4 weeks' time. Same time, same spot on the dial. Well, sort of. Keep listening.